Thank you for calling Circle Services. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was returning a phone call. Someone had called me earlier.
Somebody had called you earlier?
Yeah, to confirm my appointment. I'm not sure if it was the appointment I had today or they were calling to confirm another appointment.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay.
Could I please have your address?
It's 414 Madison Creek Court.
All right, hold on. 414M. All right. Give me 1 minute to get you pulled up out the system. Oh, man, if this is lightning and everything here and the rain real bad, so if the phone goes off and you call back and no one answers, that means our system is still down because the screen is blinking on and off. I'm telling you ahead of time, okay? So you won't think I hung up
okay.
on you.
Okay, the address is 404 instead of
414. Okay, I said 414. You said 404. Okay, hold on. I thought I had 414. That's why nothing's pulling up. Okay. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
404 Madison Creek Court, Lyman, South Carolina, 29365.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Lasandra Moore.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see which one invoice open. I need to pull up the open one. Hold on. You're scheduled for tomorrow for noise coming from the toilet or the water line when toilet is flushed, correct?
Okay. He already came out. He came out the day before yesterday for that.
Okay. That's probably why you got something else on him. Let me confirm that. Hold on just a second. He hadn't closed it out. Let me put a note on here.
Well, he was supposed to be coming back out to do the look at the cabinets. In the garage, it was the other bathroom. That's probably why he closed it out. I got to have somebody come back and move the sheetrock.
Okay.
And he said I can call back to reschedule that. But I had got a phone call in regards to an appointment that was already scheduled, and I didn't know what that was for because I haven't scheduled another appointment yet.
All right, well, this one is set up for tomorrow, so I went ahead and confirmed you for it. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna cancel that for tomorrow, and I'll call back later to have that rescheduled.
Okay, hold on just a second. I can reschedule it now if you want to.
Oh, well, I'm not sure when I can. I got to look at my work schedule. They have.
Okay, well, you can do that. You can do that. No problem. Hold on. Now, this one is, it says authorization is required on this one.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. I can read the notes and find out. This one was scheduled for 7:13. This is an old one.
Okay, that's the one that came out.
Yeah. But the only one you have open is the one I just talked to you about. You just said you need to reschedule that one.
Yeah, I need to reschedule that one. Is there any way you can email me the ticket number to that one? Because I had like three.
I can tell it to you. I can't send emails.
Oh, you can't send an email?
No.
Okay.
You ready? I can give it to you.
Let me get it to you. Okay.
This is ticket number T as in Tom, the number 7, R as in Ralph, N as in Nancy, M as in your last name, Maura, ZZ as in zebra, zebra. Call it back out to me.
That's T as in Tom, 7, R as in Ron, N as in Nancy, M as in Maura, ZZ as in zebra.
That's it. That's your ticket number.
Okay, and that's the one I need to reschedule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that will be it.
All right, thanks for calling.
I have one more question. Do y'all have the number for the Sears warranty service?
Let me look on here and see if it's on here. I don't I don't see it. I just see your information.
Okay. 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 Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Circle Services. Good luck. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.